This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, top of the hour. And, of course, people are talking about Michael Flynn. Who's going to replace Michael Flynn? But meanwhile, yesterday, this was the conversation between Willie Geist from WNBC and also with Micah Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. And here's what he said in terms of the loss that it means to the Trump administration.
President. And Willie, chaos in the White House, we're going to get to it in a minute, but Kellyanne Conway yesterday saying that Flynn had the full confidence of the president, and Sean Spicer once again had to go out and clean things up.
Yeah, just a few hours later he came out. That's the point at which you knew something was probably coming, something was imminent. This is a significant loss to Donald Trump. This Flynn was one of his earliest advisors, one of his earliest supporters, went out, put his neck out for Donald Trump time and time again during the campaign. And he sat at his right hand in terms of foreign policy. A lot of the decisions Donald Trump has made, a lot of what he knows about the world, were informed by General Michael Flynn. So that will change now. But as Mark said, the question remains, if the president knew about this several weeks ago, last month, if he knew that his NSA could have been blackmailed, why didn't they do anything sooner?
Well, and it goes to the point, Joe, that you've been making all along, that there are ways they will get back at you. And especially when you criticize intelligence agencies and the like.
It's so obvious. David Ignatius.
Well, as Mike said, there are ways to get back. And this one you can chalk up to the bureaucrats. And, you know, so as we said earlier, we were talking with Dr. Herb London, you know, bureaucrats one, the Trump administration zero on this one. Go ahead.
It's great to know that pettiness is our new
It hasn't
standard.
Gone away.
Yeah,
no, it's been
just
around
the
forever.
New standard.
Well, sure. Well, and meanwhile, we have a country that's in danger. We have major issues to deal with. And again, you know, when this comes up, I always say it's a, you know, this is one thing. You know, as much as people think that they're hiding, it's not. I mean, they're exposed at every turn, and how they're supporting and not supporting this president is a clear divide in this country. But as Marco Rubio pointed out, and I'm so glad you got that sound clip, and that is that without civility, we're not going to be able to communicate. We're not going to be able to accomplish much of anything, even as ambitious as this president is, you know, is that he has for this country, the vision he has for this country. I mean, he's just dragging Democrats along, and, you know, I just feel like he's dragging a five-bedroom home under, you know, 20 foot of water here.
Well, it feels like we're pretty close to throwing that whole peaceful transition of power thing out the window.
Well, you know, forget about any kind of honeymoon. You know, I mean, his family has been attacked. I mean, and what is the guy guilty for? He's guilty for looking at this country as an American citizen saying, hey, there's something messed up here. I think I can help it out. And clearly, with his experience, given the opportunity and given some support, I mean, there are certain nuances about the bureaucracy. And, of course, the bureaucracy is not going to offer up much help here because they feel threatened, right?
Yeah, and I've talked to you about this. My biggest fear is that I feel like it's a rubber band, right? Like if one side pulls too far, eventually it snaps back.
Right.
And if we're taking it as far as we are now, well, what's the snapback going to be like? Because it's going to happen, and it's
well, all we can hope for, Scott, all we can hope for is that we have that moment, as we said earlier, as we talked with one of our guests, that you know, with Ed Pizzulli, that we have that that moment of success. We have moments of success. We're starting to see some, you know, some light at the end of the tunnel here, and we're encouraged. At least many of us, most of us, I would say, are encouraged based on even the polling evidence that comes down from Rasmussen and even Gallup, that seems to encourage. But you know, meanwhile, the media wants to carry all this negativity, and you know, of course, the left has a loud microphone. I mean, for some reason, you know, they got a hold of the megaphone and they're speaking loud. They're protesting in the streets and making it seem like it's more dire from their perspective. But meanwhile, you know, you've got to hold on to the truth and pursue it no matter where it leads. This is Bill Martinez. That's our promise to you.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our mission and our focus. If we're truly going to be all that we're meant to be, the United States of America, and all the benefits, not only for this country and for its citizens, but the world. I mean, look what's happening. We get little microscopic viewpoints of the effect of what, you know, a little bit of change in this country means to the rest of the world. Rather encouraging, I think, in some cases. I know you look at other things, you go, well, Bill, what about, you know, these missiles that are being fired off in North Korea and Iran? I understand. You know, that's all part of the calculus, but you can't possibly address that until we take care of ourselves. I mean, we can start to a little bit, but, you know, therein lies the opportunity for us. This next story and our next guest is most incredible. On the surface, you look at Justin Peck and you go, oh, man, he's got it all together. You know, he's a professional. He's with the Lucas Oil Series off-road, you know, race car team. He's a driver, a team owner. But there is more to his story that I think will encourage you. I was just having this conversation with my son, and I've got to make sure that he has a chance to hear what Justin has to share with us. And what I was telling Justin, my son, was that life is a struggle in one form or fashion or another. It's not an easy ride. You're going to struggle at something, and I think that you would agree that in some cases the struggles that which are all individual can on the surface seem so insurmountable. Isn't that so for you, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely. I you know, struggle is, even though struggle comes across as a negative word, mm-hmm. I still use struggle as experience and as something that builds character. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can struggle in life. Everybody has a struggle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
People wake up in the morning with the flu, or they wake up in the morning with, you know, not wanting to go to work, or they have diabetes or cancer or mental illness. You know, everybody always has something, but it's how we push through that struggle that actually builds our character and builds
exactly. Yeah, everything that I've learned in life, Justin, is that without resistance, we lose something, you know, in the process. We either take it for granted, but as you say, and exactly so, I have found that it is that resistance that refines and carves out the unnecessary and defines the character, the true meaning of who we are deep down, in that meaning that we're all searching for. Isn't that right?
No, yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, if you really look at it, and if everything always went just fine all the time, mm-hmm. then how fun would life be? Because there would be no concept of what really fun was and
right.
really bad was.
Right.
So, you know, with us going through some of the issues and some of the struggles that we go through, in the deep despair moments of our life, it gives us a good appreciation of what it's like to be happy and to be, you know, elated and to be very successful, because we know what it feels like to have the opposite of that.
Exactly. Well, that's why we have Valentine's Day, you know, so that we can
we can
celebrate. For Justin Peck, firsthand experienced the world of mental health, learned to use his class 1 bipolar disorder to his advantage, sidestep suicide, and overcome addiction. This is quite a story, Justin. And I know that people that hear the story are greatly encouraged, because this is the story of one man's struggle and how keeping your eye on the ball allowed you to get through this and overcome, as you say, the lure of suicide and, you know, wanting to, you know, as some would say, take the easy way out. But, boy, when you're in the midst of it, it doesn't seem too easy, does it?
No, it doesn't seem. It's funny because with a disorder, there are moments where we don't rationally think very well, and so I'd woke up the typical morning, I'd kissed my wife on the cheek to go to work, you know, I went up, kissed the kids, grabbed my dog, jumped in my truck. I mean, just a normal day, and made it to the top of the canyon. And I was sitting there listening to music, and, you know, I was feeling a little down. You know, I mean, it wasn't that I was super happy, but in one irrational moment of not thinking, not understanding consequence or risk, I reached into my center console of my pickup truck. I grabbed my pistol and I loaded it, and I put it to my head and pulled the trigger.
Wow.
And, it was at that moment that I kind of realized that, you know, I mean, there's another purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, huge adrenaline rush off of it. And, you know, there were things that happened, you know, following that kind of changed, you know, who I am. So
did the gun go off?
No, actually, okay, so the gun didn't go off. All I got out of the whole deal was just this loud click. And so I iron chambered the bullet, and the bullet landed in my seat, and I, you know, picked it up. Of course, I'm thinking to myself, how the hell could you screw this one up, right?
Right.
And so I picked up the bullet and looked at the back of it, and you can see where the firing pin had actually hit the bullet, but it just didn't go off. So, you know, I mean, people can call it what they want, you know, divine intervention, God, energy.
Right.
Whatever. There's just, for me, there was just something there that kind of opened my eyes a little bit and put me on a path that I'm on today.
Well, I would say, just one man's perspective, Justin, after hearing your story here, is that, you know, like you say, anybody can call it what they want, it's what it means to you. And obviously, as some would say, it's not your time. I've often said in understanding death, and in fact, I lost a very dear friend here last year, and which has been very hard for me. I miss him dearly. 5 days before his wedding, he passes from a brain bleed. And as his mother said, his mother is just such a sweet lady. She said, well, Tommy came in as a surprise, and he left the world as a surprise. He was 58 years old, 5 days before his wedding. And
wow.
Departed, you know, and it's, you know, like I said, I miss him, but along the way in losing, you know, some dear friends here lately, I'm reminded that, God is the one who orders our days, and we pray and we ask for, you know, that we would order our days. And what it is that our perspective about our lives would be consistent the way the God who created us is. And out of all that, the bottom line is that I figure that God tells us when we're going to come, and he tells us when we're going to leave, not a day early. So even though we may try to preempt that, you know, for you, it wasn't time.
Yep.
Because, you know, how many times do you have a misfire? It does happen, you know, and in fact, recently I got a new gun and I was trying and it kept misfiring on me. You know, so it does happen. I'm well aware of this, but here it is, like you say, for you, you know, like a normal day, and suddenly you're putting a gun to your head, and You know, but for, I would say, in my opinion, and everybody can have theirs, a divine intervention, you're still with us to talk about it, and you have a story to tell. And we're going to talk more about this with Justin Peck when we come back. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, considering the options, why not? And, you know, sometimes it comes down to that. You got to know what you want to live for. Justin Peck, our guest, who is a professional Lucas Oil Series off-road race car driver and team owner, also has a firsthand understanding of the world of health, mental health, as he learned to use his Class 1 bipolar disorder to his advantage, sidestep suicide and overcome addiction. Before, we were just talking about his suicide attempt, Justin, at this point, were you aware of your class 1 bipolar disorder that you were dealing with?
You know, not at that time. I didn't. You know, I always knew that I was a goofy kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. There was really never a name attached to the feelings and the emotions that I had. So after the suicide attempt, that's when I had called my doctor and I drove down to his office and we kind of, you know, started doing some testing and and came up with kind of what it is. You know, I've been on every last bit of medication you can possibly think of to kind of control it. So, you know, I've been doing it a long time. I've been doing it when it wasn't even, when the word bipolar wasn't even around, you know, I was still playing with it. So.
Yeah, you knew you were still dealing with this, disruption in what was happening in your mind and, you know, trying to control it on your own, probably having some moments of success and other moments, you know, like what led you to this attempt at suicide.
Yeah, there were, honestly, there were very few successful moments when I was young. I was severely bullied. I was a weird kid. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I was just, you know, I was the weird kid that was very socially awkward, and so I was picked on constantly, which in return that reiterated into my brain that the only person I had to choose to rely on was myself.
Right.
And so, you know, you keep everything to yourself. You don't talk about it. It's bred into you that way, and then as the older that you get, you really get set into your ways. And so, at the end of the day, that's why people with the disorder, in my opinion, that's why it's a hard thing to talk about, is because we're used to, for so many years, not talking about it because we don't want to be embarrassed.
Well, it's cruel, you know, when you think about it, Justin, that, you know, we were talking about this earlier in terms of the political discourse in our country and what's happened, and I see it's an issue of invalidation. It's like you have no value, and you're invalidated. You know, your opinion doesn't count. There's no worth here. And sadly, this is what happens with bullying. You know, you just become an object to people's devaluing of who you are, you know, to the point that you think, you know, well, what am I worth? I mean, even though you go on with life and, you know, you get married, you have a family, but still that is still stuck in your brain by all this conditioning that has taken place while you're growing up.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy about it is that even though we do have the help nowadays, and even though that like the bullying and the mental health is starting to become a little bit more mainstream, it still happens. It's part of that struggle.
It's part of that struggle, yeah. Justin, right? I mean, everybody's got one. I wish you didn't have it. I know people in my life that have, you know, it's their battle. You know, for some people, it's easy. They're popular. They're part of the in crowd and everything else. But if you're on the outside looking in and, you know, everybody wants to be accepted, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And then it's difficult because especially when, you know, what your parents must have gone through, as you say, you were an awkward kid, and your parents are seeing what you're going through, and they're feeling your pain as much as they can, and it's almost like parallel pain, you know, that your pain is your pain, it's their pain, and how can you understand what you're both going through, but it's a reality in the life that you're all living together. And I got to imagine, to a degree, when you got married, then it became part of your wife and your kids' pain too, right?
No, of course. And then, the thing is that it's always been, I would like to say, good on my end, is I've always been really, really, really good at hiding the condition. So I knew the triggers. I knew when, you know, certain things would happen in my life that would make me act a little goofy. And so, you know, growing up, if I felt that trigger, if I felt that emotion coming, I could hide in a way that no one would ever really know. Mm. That actually translated over into my marriage as well, because, you know, I meet a girl, she thinks it's like, all right, this is a cool guy. Mm. We end up getting married, but you know, I was married to her for 14 years, and she had no idea.
Wow.
And it's something because I didn't talk about it. I was embarrassed about it. I was, you know, I had the stigma in my head, and I had the damn thing. So
right, exactly.
For me, it's actually getting to that point of just saying, you know what, enough is enough.
Right.
I am who I am, and I am tired of being silenced. And so if I can stand up and give a voice to people who aren't ready yet to talk, mm-hmm. but at least they can listen to the way that I talk and give them a voice. Because the biggest thing that we can do as people who struggle with anything, whether it be a mental illness or whether it be with anything, the biggest thing that we can do is to grab the closest people around us, our tribe,
right.
our five or six people that are our closest allies, and talk to them about exactly what's going on. These are the people that are going to help you.
Well, and they help you in a lot of ways by just hearing you, by listening to you, because when we're heard, we're validated. And for so often, you know, nobody wanted to hear you. They didn't want to hear anything from you, Justin. You were just excess humanity that could be disposed of. And, you know, you're realizing that, you know, for you, now there's value. There's value here. You have a family. You have children. You've had things that you've experienced and learned that you can encourage others, because you're not doing this by yourself. And this is why you wrote Bulletproof, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. At the end of the day, you know, the book started out as kind of a legacy builder for my children, mm-hmm. Just so when they got to be my age, they could have and understand a written accord of what their dad was like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be honest, you know, when you're 10 years old and you look at your dad, right?
Yeah, he's a hero. Dad. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's just dad. Yeah. I mean, we can't comprehend that even though dad's 40, that he actually has struggle and stuff. And so I wrote the book to have the written accord of my life. And then, you know, one chapter turned into two, and two turned into eight, and, you know, eight turned into 20, and the next thing you know, there's 38 chapters done.
Wow.
And it's based on my entire life. And so, you know, we get it edited, we go through that whole process, and we get it out. And what I'm finding is that an inanimate object, right? I mean, we're just talking a book,
mm-hmm.
just something with words on it, is having the opportunity to change lives.
Mm-hmm.
People are reading it and they're understanding what I'm saying because they can relate to it.
Right.
And, well, and in return, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, as you said earlier, I mean, you're bringing everything to the light. You're bringing who Justin Peck is all about. You've hidden this personality, this person. You've avoided, you know, letting somebody in. You were guarded and protected. And now you've opened up in a big way. And, I mean, here it is all this time. You've done everything you can to hide yourself. And now you write 38 chapters about Justin Peck. I mean, whoa. Talk about opening up the gates here, right?
Well, yeah, it's one of my best sayings that I've always tried to tell people is anything in life worth doing is worth overdoing. Moderation
I like that.
Is for those people who don't believe in their abilities. So.
That's the way I feel about ice cream, Justin. I just want you to know. Okay, so I'm with you. I can relate. His book, titled Bulletproof, will be logged, you know, linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live, available at all the usual places. Justin Peck on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Justin.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
And committed to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because it's just not doggone important. You know, you think about if you've got choices to make, why not make them based on the facts and the truth to the best that you have the knowledge of? Why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We encourage you to get involved in the conversation because your opinion really does matter, as you you know could perceive from our discussion with Justin Peck. I mean, you imagine what a rough upbringing, you know, to be bullied, to be in that situation. And we see this happening. We see and understand more and more than we ever did the consequences of bullying, and that it is more prevalent than we want to really understand. We just cannot turn our heads. It is happening. People are being invalidated. And, of course, we see this even happening now in the civil discourse of our country. Hence, you know, if you heard Marco Rubio's statement about the call for civility. And I'm hoping and praying that our country has the ears to hear. Not that it's going to be 100%. I don't think it's going to be 100%, but it needs to be enough to where people can, you know, we can move enough people to be reasonable and to place this in the proper perspective. And by that, I'm saying, look, at protests are welcome. That's not a problem. But when they do damage and they're breaking the law, then I think that we've lost the meaning of protestation. Mike Cutler is with us, and also Roseanne Felicello. Roseanne, first of all, has over 10 years of experience in commercial litigation. She currently focuses her practice on business divorce, breach of fiduciary duty, contract disputes. She also represents SEC whistleblowers and plaintiffs with legal malpractice claims. Michael Cutler as well, who has been on with us many times. Always good to have Michael's perspective. One of America's foremost experts on U.S. law enforcement at the federal level. Mike and Roseanne, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Terrific. Thanks
for
having
us. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here. We want to talk about, given the disclosed intent of President Trump's executive order on refugees, some are saying to ban Muslims and question whether or not that is a sincere consideration, and I can appreciate why they might draw that conclusion because of things that were said on the campaign. But it's likely a disproportionate and discriminate effect on Muslims. Is it likely unconstitutional? Roseanne, I'm going to give you first position here and let you hold the case here because from what I understand, did you agree with the Ninth Circuit's decision?
I do agree with the Ninth Circuit decision. I think on a few different grounds. One, that where we are at the stage in the case, it's important for us to go back to the status quo prior to the executive order, which threw the immigration policies in this country into chaos. And that chaos was not a good place to be, not how you make good law. We had people being detained that had valid visas, not having access to attorneys. And for all of those reasons, it was important for there to be a halt. And I also think that the executive order has serious problems as far as under the Constitution, whether it provided adequate due process, whether it provides sufficient equal protection of the laws, and whether the president has overstepped his powers in enacting the law. And we also have the issue with the disproportionate impact, likely disproportionate impact on Muslims, and the lack of a rational basis, a rational tie between the law that was enacted and what he sought to achieve. We have evidence and testimony by people that are in law enforcement that has access to and been in this field for many years saying that this type of order is not making us any more safe. In fact, it's going to make us more unsafe.
Okay. Mike, you heard Roseanne in her position, yes, which represents, probably half of the country.
It's a significant percentage.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Okay, so here's my take on this. First of all, it's not unheard of for the President of the United States to bar a class of entry or a group of aliens from entering the United States. Jimmy Carter did this back in 1980 when the Iranians overran our embassy in Tehran. In fact, I spent 30 years with the INS. Let me finish. Now, understand that we went out to look to arrest Iranians, and we focused all of our efforts in New York. We dropped every other case we had, and every agent was out looking for Iranians in violation of status, number one. Number two.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. Roseanne, I guess, is having a hard time hearing you. Scott, is there anything we can fix here for Roseanne? Because I want to make sure that she... No, that's okay. Okay. Let's see. Can you
hear me now, Rosa? I feel like we're doing the cell phone commercial.
Why not?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. I didn't hear anything that you said, though, previously.
Okay. All right. So let me back up and repeat it real quickly. I was with the INS for 30 years, and I began my career as an immigration inspector at Kennedy Airport in 1971. 75, I became a special agent. It was common to turn aliens around, first of all, who had valid visas because they were not admissible based on articulable evidence determined by the inspector at the port of entry. State Department has the authority to issue the visa, but they have no authority to admit aliens. In 2013, according to the General Accounting Office and according to Customs and Border Protection, it was the Congressional Research Service, there were 205,000 aliens denied entry at ports of entry. Many of them had valid visas. So the notion that when you have a visa, you have to be admitted is, number one, wrong. 205,000 turned around in 1 year.
Let me just finish.
They're not entitled to legal representation at a port of entry. No alien gets legal representation at a port of entry. If they want to see an immigration judge, then they can bring an attorney with them, but not at the port of entry. Now, the other point is, we've seen this done previously. Jimmy Carter in 1980, in response to the embassy, our embassy in Tehran being overrun by the Iranians, barred the entry of all Iranians for 6 months and had every agent in New York City, bar none, out looking for illegal Iranians. All other case activity came to an immediate stop. our focus was 100% on Iranians. And the seven countries, while they are Muslim, they predominantly Muslim countries, if he was trying to keep Muslims out, he's doing a lousy job. Indonesia by itself has roughly as many citizens as the seven other countries combined.
Yeah, Mike, let's have Roseanne respond because, you know, I want to make sure that you're being, you know, represented here, Roseanne. So,
absolutely.
Let's give you a chance to respond.
Sure. Well, you know, the fact that aliens are turned around when at the border they are found to have certain specific reasons why that person should not be admitted, that is one thing, and that is not something that this order does. This order is a blanket order that all of a sudden people who have already been through a very systematic process of vetting, especially the refugees. I mean, can we talk about the refugees? Because the refugees, as you know, go through a very thorough process before they're going to be brought to the country. And then to say that those people are not allowed in for 120 days and they have nowhere else to go. I mean, when you're a refugee, you're really limited as to, you're coming from a situation that's very bad and you're looking for help. And to be then told that you have to be turned away simply because the president on a Friday evening signed an order is, it's just wrong.
Wrong. Roseanne, I understand, you know, in terms of the emotional level and feeling it's wrong, but let's go back with
it's
the fundamental.
It's wrong as an emotional level, but it's wrong under our terms of our Constitution. It's wrong. There's certain
what
problems.
Section?
For instance, the Syrian refugees is against the Geneva Convention. It's not just me saying it's wrong. It's not something that's acceptable in a humane society. If you want to be a humane society, if we are going to espouse values of welcoming and being a society of diversity, we can't then say we're going to turn away the most needy after we've already told these people that they were going to be accepted in.
Well, Roseanne, look, we've got to go to break. Mike, we've got to go to break. I want to give you a chance to respond. I appreciate you hanging in there with us to where we can have this discussion because you know, this has been part of the challenge we've had in our country, and discussing this issue is listening to one another and giving both parties an opportunity to represent the case. I would say, first of all, the big question that stands in the way here is, do we have a problem? Do you see it as a problem in this country? And we can go from there. Our conversation will continue with Mike Cutler and Roseanne Felicello right after this.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. What makes this country great, besides our Constitution, I would say, is our First Amendment right of free speech. So important that that be exercised, that we able to have a conversation and be civil about it. I mean, free speech suggests, Michael Cutler and Roseanne Felicello, that we can talk, that there is an interest to communicate. If there isn't a desire to communicate, well, then we'll just keep yelling and, you know, continue on, and maybe quite in such a manner that we almost fall in the arena of anarchy. We're just, you know, we're so frustrated, you know, that we want to strike out, right?
Yeah, and, you know, by the way, that's one of the reasons I'm so concerned about so-called safe spaces on college campuses. Although I started out as an engineering major, my degree was in communications.
Right.
Had I not become a federal agent, I was thinking of either becoming a journalist or teaching debate on the college level. I've been debating since I was 14. I don't think anybody should be able to get a degree or a diploma without spending at least one active year on a debating team.
Yes. Well, good exercise. I think, Roseanne, you might agree with that too, right?
Oh, I think debate's very important. Obviously, as an attorney, I'm in court. You need to be able to make a logical argument without, stooping down to the level of calling your opponent names or making fun of them or anything like that.
Yeah, how many attacks are horrible.
Exactly. You need to make an argument based on logic. And, sometimes you can convince yourself of, the other side if you think through a problem and you realize that your own argument, has holes. And I think, being able to do that and being mature enough to accept where your own logic goes is an important part of growing up and being a mature member of our society. And it's
exactly.
It's important to be able to keep your mind open.
Right. Well, as complex as this issue is, Michael, I want to give you just a moment. But as complex as this issue is, it is absolutely vital that everybody participate in this conversation because, as I often say, not any one person was ever given all the goods, that any one person had all the ideas, had an exclusive right to it. And so what we're talking about today is sharing ideas. Roseanne had laid out her case, and I know that you had an answer. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to her earlier comments, Mike Cutler.
Absolutely. So here, first of all, let me start out. This is Title 8, United States Code, Section 1182. This is part of the Immigration and Nationality Act. This is Section F, two sentences. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions that he may deem to be appropriate. So he has solid legal backing, but beyond that, and I know the Syrian issue is contentious. I'm Jewish. My grandmother died in the Holocaust. I've been a big fan of political asylum. I admitted refugees at Kennedy Airport, and I was thrilled to do it. But they have to be vetted where their vetting is meaningful. Michael Steinbeck, the assistant director at the FBI for counterterrorism, James Comey, the director of the FBI, have repeatedly testified before congressional hearings. In fact, in some cases, in the same subcommittees where I've given testimony, I've been before Congress, I think we're up to 17 times now, that there is no way to vet the Syrian refugees. They know that ISIS has seized government buildings that contain blank passports, blank identity documents, and the printing machinery, so they have been selling bogus passports that are authentic. That's number one. Number two, we know from John Brennan, the head of the CIA, that ISIS has been embedding terrorists in refugee flows. Jeff Sessions, and I love Jeff Sessions. I've worked with him a number of times. He's quoted me from the floor of the Senate, has come up with a great idea. He said, let's not bring refugees who we are questioning the vetting process to the United States. It's far more cost effective. I think it's an 11-to-1 ratio to pay for them to be in safe spaces overseas so that they're not at risk, so they have all that they need. And at the same time, we can get more bang for the buck and not undermine U.S. national security. And I think that is a reasonable, worthwhile alternative that we should be pursuing.
Roseanne, how do you see it with, you know, hearing, statements from, these officials? I mean, even Assad, in a statement that he made several years ago, said that refugees, would be that ISIS would be infiltrating the refugees coming to America. So even he gave us a warning.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think it's remarkable to think that a country with the sophistication of the U.S. can't find a way to vet these refugees. I think that accepting that it's impossible to find out whether any of these refugees are actually terrorists, I just don't accept that proposition. I think that there must be a way that we can do this. We've been doing this. We are talking here about children, young children, who are in the middle of war, and we don't have a place for them here. It's very similar to turning the ship around of the Jews who are coming here from Germany.
The ship was the St. Louis.
And sent them back, and many of them died in the Holocaust because we wouldn't let them come to our shore. So I do think that there needs to be a way to get around this issue of that supposedly we can't vet them. I don't think that's accurate. And,
let me ask you a question, Roseanne.
And the idea that we've agreed to the Geneva Convention, we made an agreement of how many we were going to take, and now we're not accepting any.
Roseanne, let me ask you a question. Why would John Brennan, as the head of the CIA under the Obama administration, make that statement? Why would James Comey, the head of the FBI, and Michael Steinbeck, the chief counterterrorism official, make that statement at the FBI? I've arrested terrorists in my career. We have naturalized terrorists. One of the two Tsarnaev brothers was a naturalized American. Faisal Shahzad, the Times Square bomber, was a naturalized American. We gave him citizenship a year before he set off a car bomb. My very first case involving terrorism, I tripped over a case as a brand new agent. We prevented a terror attack in Israel with a guy with an altered visa. In fact, my first hearing where I testified before Congress was in 97 about how two terror attacks in America at the CIA and the First Trade Center bombing all involved aliens. Every participant was an alien who had either gamed the visa process or the immigration benefits program. A couple of them had been given amnesty. A couple had been granted political asylum. The system has huge gaping holes. And I know that America is omnipotent, but it really isn't. And at the end of the day, I have spent days interrogating terrorists and criminals. I spent half my career with the Drug Task Force. You can't look at someone and say, that guy is a terrorist.
And Roseanne,
are we now saying that children are terrorists?
There actually are. There was a report released how kids were being seized. They had been trafficked, and they were being seized by terror groups in the Middle East to be brainwashed into committing acts of terror. You've had children, soldiers in Africa who are 6 years of age.
Roseanne, I'm hearing what you're saying in terms of the young kids, and I think that the thing that we need to pause here and consider is that what Donald Trump was saying is, hey, let's call time out.
He's not calling time out. It's indefinite. He puts an indefinite, it's not a time out when you're saying for an indefinite period of time, we're not going to allow any Syrian refugees into the country.
That's not my understanding. My understanding clearly
that... No, I believe it's indefinite because he said until we can vet them, and we've heard from the FBI that we can't vet them.
The order is indefinite. The order is indefinite.
It is, and it should be. Because we can't vet them. The notion that we should be able...
Let me just say something. We can't vet everyone in this country either. We have 85% of the terrorism that happens here in the United States is homegrown.
They're not homegrown. Let me go to that. Faisal Shahzad, the Times Square bomber, who came to America at age 20 on a student visa from Pakistan, was described by the New York City Police Commissioner as a classic example of a homegrown terrorist. The
and
narrative
is
homegrown...
One of the seven countries. One of the seven countries.
Wait a moment.
I mean, if we want to prevent terrorism, why don't we have Egypt on the list? Why don't we have Saudi Arabia?
Perhaps we should expand. If you let me get a word in, if we could perhaps expand the list, that might be advisable. You might be completely right, and I've often thought that. If you can't screen people, you've got a problem. You know, we have sanctuary cities in the United States where aliens who snuck into the country, who trespassed, are being hidden by officials of those cities and states. And in point of fact, we know that the terrorists, the 19 hijackers in the aggregate, used more than 360 false names to conceal themselves and embed themselves. We have a very serious problem. 19 terrorists on 9/11 inflicted more casualties on America than did the entire Japanese fleet at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, and people are still dying from their exposure to toxins that they were exposed to when the towers collapsed.
Executive order would not have prevented any of those people from coming to this country.
You're missing the point. How many people have hijacked airplanes, but how many people are screened every day to get on airplanes?
This order was just a hodgepodge put together very quickly, designed not to negatively affect any of Trump's business interests, and instead just inflict pain.
We're comparing cannonballs to cantaloupes. The issue is whether the president should be doing what he's doing.
And I'm not sure how you get there in terms of protecting his interests. I'm not sure that has been proven. That's another one of those.
There's other countries where that are far more dangerous, seen as far more dangerous, that were not on this list.
Well, these seven countries were the seven countries that even the Obama administration had decided and said that it was dubious to deal with it.
That's actually mischaracterization about what happened.
Okay. All right. Well, we're out of time. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you can understand why we need to continue to have this conversation. Roseanne, thank you so much for bringing your perspective to the front here. Roseanne Felicello and Mike Cutler, as always, thank you. That is a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.